The Value Management Office, VMO. All improvement is change, but not all change is improvement. Organizations typically change because they want to improve their competitive advantage. How do we give ourselves the best possible chance of success? Change resides in the domain of projects and project management. We most often think of the word project as a noun, but treat the word as a verb and we get a more accurate rendition of what projects are there to do, that is, to project a vision of an improvement into the future. Even the simplest of businesses have many projects running at any given time, whether formally recognized or not. Larger organizations encompass marketing, business development, product and service development, technology, capital, business improvement, finance, HR, and the list goes on. More sophisticated organizations govern many, if not all, of these initiatives through a project management office, or PMO. These PMOs are usually organized along the lines of an accepted project management body of knowledge, PMBOK, and will cover areas such as scope, cost, schedule, communications, HR, risk, quality, procurement, stakeholder engagement, and integration. For what they do, PMOs are neither good nor bad. It depends on the capability of the executives charged with the managerial leadership of the function, and how much authority they have to define and fulfill its mandate. My experience, though, has taught me that the whole idea of a PMO is a necessary but not sufficient condition for delivering value. Those charged with running PMOs easily get sidetracked into getting better and better at their technical proficiency in planning and executing projects, while losing sight of the value such projects are there to deliver. Or, as one wit put it, great landing, wrong airport. Since all TOC implementations are projects, I've long wrestled with the conundrum of how TOC fits into the world of project management. On the one hand, there's the obvious connection to critical chain project management. But on the other, there's so much more. Drum buffer rope, the replenishment solution, the logical thinking process, constraint accounting. And then there is the deep question of how to bring these innovations in productivity into the day-to-day. How people learn how to use the methods and tools, and what kind of organizational design liberates the full flow of value contained in the science of the theory. A few years ago, I developed a new model for the traditional PMO and called it the Value Management Office, or VMO. The primary purpose of the VMO, as its name implies, is to deliver value. Its architecture is designed to be scalable. At the highest level, it defines and governs global processes for all initiatives and projects. As the ultimate repository of value initiatives, it provides the framework, processes, and capabilities required to ensure that the right initiatives are chosen and prioritized from amongst the many, and that they are successfully led and managed to their conclusion. Importantly, the conclusion of any given initiative may not be the delivery of the end product or service. Within the VMO resides the governance mechanism to define the stage gates which articulate deliverables for each stage, and ensure cancellation or delay if circumstances prove the initial assumptions invalid. Stage gates are where projects go to die when they're no longer able to carry the burden of their initial expectations. Furthermore, a critical part of the VMO is the idea of benefits tracking. That is, ensuring that what was promised as an improvement is actually delivered. And if not, then why? In a fundamental way, the VMO is an instrument of organizational learning and systems thinking that looks not only to improve on the given way of doing work, but to ask the question about how to continuously innovate for better ways. These better ways can be achieved through questioning assumptions about existing methods or inventing new methods based on a vision of what the future can teach us. At Ensemble, we've designed the VMO with 12 interacting panels akin to the instrumentation of a complex piece of technology. These 12 tiles are grouped together under four major themes. Definition, defining demand for your capabilities in and across time and place. Preparation, preparing your resources to supply the capability to meet that defined demand. Optimization, optimizing the proposed resources in good time for the duration of the work. Performance, performing work, addressing both its planning and execution in a coherent and synchronous fashion. In a final grouping together, these four pillars of the VMO resolve into the central idea of plan the work and work the plan. Let's take a closer look at the individual tiles and try to understand them through the questions each tile is designed to resolve. Under definition, governance and standards. Who's in charge? Under what authority? How do policies get set, implemented, and changed? Context, purpose, and scope. How does the project fit into the bigger picture? Why do it at all? What's in and what's out? ICT management and version control. What technology will help you plan and perform the work? How do you control files, code, and other project artifacts? Preparation, learning, leadership, and culture. How will you inspire your teams to learn together? How will new ways of working be accepted into your culture? Mindset and behavior analytics. How can you objectively assess team performance? How do high-performance teams think, feel, and act? Accountability hierarchies. From CEO to frontline, who carries the can? How do you give people ownership yet keep control? Optimization. Planning, schedule, and process management. How do you decide who works on what? By when? How do you define and control the development of processes? Resource management. What capabilities do you need in your project pool? How will people come on and off the project? At what cost? Scenario testing. Scope, cost, schedule. How do you decide the best trade-offs? Which scenarios are most relevant to the business needs? Performance. Ways of working. How do you keep everyone in sync? What are your meeting rituals? Who attends? When and why? Reporting and analytics. How do you instrument and control the creation of value? How do you use data to improve performance? Requirements and deliverables tracking. How do you map completed work to required outcomes? How do you manage changes to the baseline plan? To systematically improve production, theory of constraints itself is necessary but not sufficient. To harness its power, it's best to systematically address all the core ideas contained in the tiles, which represent an operating system for your organization. By design, you would want an overarching VMO that acts as the repository of standards, processes, governance, and knowledge for the organization as a whole. The architecture of a VMO should allow for strategic business units to have their own satellite VMOs, responsible for maintaining system-wide standards, but developing documentation and guidelines specific to those units where deemed necessary. Standardization is not about everyone marching in lockstep within a mechanical system, but rather about serving the higher objectives. Think of it as moving up a ladder of capability. You want to put foundations in place that can apply to the next project so people don't have to reinvent that part of the system every time. Musicians build their technique through scales, arpeggios, and etudes, but the goal is to use them to help make music. Formalizing elements of the operating system expressed in the VMO tiles creates better soil in which ideas and people can learn and grow. One of the problems of trying to organize work is that of classification. It exists in every sphere of life. Think of a library of books. You can store them by author, by tile, by year published, by genre, by language, by number of pages, by the color of the cover, by the type of paper it's printed on, by the font used, by author's birthday, by popularity, by physical size, and on it goes. To store and retrieve books in a consistent, universally usable way was a problem largely solved in the 19th century by Melville Dewey and his Dewey Decimal Classification. Unfortunately, there's no universal agreement on the perfect way to order the world of work. I view the system of the VMO as a constant work in process. If your processes are too rigid and try to cover every eventuality, the organization becomes sclerotic, unable to improvise when a new situation inevitably occurs. But if you put off the work of defining standards, you lurch from one crisis to the next, never leaving the realm of the chaotic. Jazz musicians typically decide in advance on structure and tempo by choosing a tune and counting it off. They are then free to create something new together. As I wrote above, the VMO is an artifact of the learning organization and is therefore subject to the well-worn rhythm of the plan, do, check, act cycle. It's a theory of how to organize a better way to do better work. And, as the doyen of systems thinking, W. Edwards Deming, put it, experience by itself teaches nothing. Without theory, experience has no meaning. Without theory, one has no questions to ask. Hence, without theory, there is no learning. The VMO turns theory into practice while measuring tangible business benefits, such as the realization of value through increased throughput, lower operating expense, superior ROI, faster speed to market, and more reliable delivery to promise. Take the first step down this route. You could get together with a colleague or two and go through all 12 tiles. Simply ask yourselves the questions, noting how you currently address these issues and how consistently successful your organization is at handling them.